Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, have you ever gotten into a fight with a coworker before?
Yeah, I have.
I mean, I don't mean a fist fight. I just mean, you know, some
verbal
kind of dispute.
Sure.
Uh-huh. I once got into a, well, here's what happened. A coworker threw poop on me.
What are you talking about?
I'm serious. He threw poop on me. Yeah. Okay. We worked at the animal hospital.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I needed some context.
Yeah, I know. And it's actually the veterinarian's son. So he kind of ruled the place. And we were cleaning the dog runs, which is using a hose. And we're standing on opposite ends of these fenced in cement area dog runs. And he picked up a dried piece of turd.
Yeah.
And threw it at me.
Hucked it at you.
It hit me. Yeah. Yeah. We used to, what we would do though, is we'd get in fights, picking up dog food and throwing it at each other while we were out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he just took it up to another level.
That's a whole nother level.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those VKs, man, they can be weird.
Yeah. Veterinarian kids.
Yeah.
The fun part would be when the dry kernels of dog food sat in water for a while.
Yeah.
You ever seen that?
Yeah, they kind of expand.
Oh, yeah. It's soft.
Mushy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd throw one of those and hit somebody. It'd be pretty good. Well, just the other day, my daughter had to write a paper in school about what she thought of working on a team, as part of a team, or by herself on an assignment. She was supposed to say, which do you prefer?
What
do you think is better? Yeah,
compare
the two.
Yeah.
So I just asked her, like, what did you think? What did you say? And she said, well, I think working on a team is better unless you get that person on your team.
It's so funny.
She's 11 and she already knows,
yep,
you know, the person that drags you down, the person that doesn't do their part of the assignment makes it difficult for everyone else. So I have these three C's that I'm looking for when it comes to team members, whether it's an employee or someone in a role on our team. My three C's are character, competency, and chemistry. So character, like I want to know, I'm not looking for a character. I'm looking for someone who has character.
Sure.
You know, someone who's going to tell the truth and is up and up and has integrity. I want a level of character that fits that role. And then also competency. I want them to be able to do the job.
Right.
You know, I want them to have a certain skill set. And chemistry is a little less measurable, but it's that sort of intangible.
Mm-hmm.
Do they fit? Do they fit with everybody else?
Sure.
Or are they like the constant annoyance to other people on the team? So I just thought we'd talk for a few minutes about annoying coworker qualities.
Okay, that's fun.
You have some?
Oh, sure.
I mean, obviously, we're not talking about anybody you work with right now.
No.
This is in the distant past. Much like the poo on me years ago, right?
Yeah.
So I'll just lay mine out. Someone who doesn't do their job.
Uh-huh.
That's frustrating to me. Moodiness. I've worked with some people before.
Yeah, that's tricky, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, you just didn't know what you were going to get. And
you kind of have to tread lightly.
Yeah. I just try to hide from those folks, actually. dishonest. Just don't
that's
like it when
good.
People lie. Yeah. Territorial. Sort of like, don't you get involved in my area.
Mm-hmm.
And then blame shifting, throwing people under the bus, that kind of thing.
Something doesn't go wrong.
It just
it's
feels
never
like
them.
We're not part of the team, you know?
Yeah. 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 I would add know-it-alls to the list.
Yeah.
I think know-it-alls are just frustrating to be around, you know?
Right.
I mean, not only to work with, but just to be around a know-it-all is tricky.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd add that one to my list. Kind of spur of the moment here, trying to add a few.
I think people who can't say I'm sorry or my bad or I messed up, you know, I think the ability to just go, yeah, I failed. I'm sorry, guys.
I would add that. Yeah, I think you're right. Teachable.
Mm-hmm.
Teachable people on the team that are willing to, yeah, I'm not perfect. I haven't mastered it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, teams often have a leader, so let's talk about the team leader. Annoying qualities of a team leader.
Again, never anybody
this
I've worked
has, for. This hasn't, yes, exactly. Obviously, not current, but long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, some of the frustrating things that I would deal with in the past with a team leader would be foggy vision. Just not clear about mm-hmm. what are we here for? What are we doing? You know, what's next? Moodiness, again, I guess that just bugs me.
That made your list twice.
Uh-huh, I know, yeah. Another one for me would be a bull in a china shop. You know, it's that idea like when the boss comes in mm-hmm. and everybody just is running and it's stuff breaks and I don't know. I just don't like that. I'm a little more into peace and calm. So insecure leaders, that's always hard. You know, again, you just kind of don't know what you're going to get on a certain day. And paranoid. I've actually worked with a paranoid leader before, you know, kind of that almost like, what are they saying about me? And it's just not fun. It doesn't create a culture where you're inspired to work.
I would also add, and it probably is linked into the insecure, a leader who's not willing to let go of certain areas. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd say the micromanager, but really the person who's reluctant to trust you.
They're doing everything. Yeah. They don't want to empower.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's tough.
Yeah, so, you know, when you have a great team, it's exciting to go to work and you look forward to being around the people that you work with. Like my daughter said, when you have that one person on the team, it's almost like I'd prefer just to work alone. So I guess what we're saying is don't be that person. Don't be that guy. Mm-hmm. Don't throw poo.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.